This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore.
People who work to prevent homelessness in San Luis Obispo County say they're seeing a big increase in elderly people seeking services. Michael Barros has more.
Rent costs in San Luis Obispo County have increased over 50% on average since 2013. And it's becoming increasingly difficult for the elderly, the majority on Social Security, to keep up with the rise in costs.
All you have to do is look at the aging population here in San Luis County, what they call the silver tsunami, to realize that we are an aging population. And while some may be moving into the area in retirement from other communities, many people who have been here for a long, long time are finding themselves displaced.
That's Jana Nichols. She's the founder of Five Cities Homeless Coalition. She says one elderly woman was evicted from her home because she outlived her pension. Oftentimes, Nichols says the elderly are displaced because they have no close family to help them.
She has a long history in this county. She's always lived in this county. She's outlived her family members other than an elderly brother up in Oregon. And she's alone at 85, 86 with income of $900-some a month, and she's been living in a truck.
According to Zillow.com, the median rent price in San Luis Obispo is now $2,800 a month. The average retiree receives about half that in fixed Social Security income each month. According to the Social Security Administration, in April 2020, the average for retired women was $1,300 a month, while the average for men was just under $1,700 a month. Grace McIntosh at 40 Prado Shelters says she's also seen a spike in elderly people seeking services in shelter and SLO, particularly older women.
Many of the women, their spouses died, and so then they weren't able to access, you know, that the income. Maybe they went through the whatever meager savings they had. Some other people, their landlords just kept raising the rent.
Nichols says the solutions are nuanced, but the county needs to provide low-cost housing and the capacity to serve people until they are housed. Ann Wyatt is the executive director of Smart Share Housing Coalition. The organization runs three housing programs, one of which works to find homeowners who have extra room to potentially rent out at a low cost.
The Home Share program has met now 113 people together over 3 years of operation now.
Wyatt says she's also noticed many older women are house rich but cash poor. She says the Home Share program aims to bridge people together who can't afford to rent in SLO and people who are alone in large homes.
So even though they have the housing, they're living with buckets under leaky roofs and maintenance issues that they can't fix, and having to scrimp on food and health care and other necessities to kind of pay increasing insurance and maintenance costs on their home.
Wyatt says the programs have faced some pushback occasionally. She says sometimes people are upset when they hear their neighbor is accepting a housemate.
There's a rising acknowledgement that we have severe housing challenges. So I hope the tide is turning and people will look at more options and be open to more options. But my experience has been basically people are generally in favor of housing, but they generally want it on somebody else's block.
SmartShare Housing is also pushing for tiny homes. And Wyatt says she hopes the county will invest in affordable living opportunities, like purchasing old hotels close to services, so seniors can be more connected to the community. For KCBX News, I'm Michael Barros.